The Great Answer, The Message of Ontology by Lillian DeWaters. Chapter 1. The Astonishing New Revelation. Today, nearly the whole world is giving attention in some way to the great triangle, the truth, God, the student, man, and the problem, human existence. We all know that problems continually come and go, and that man changes his ideas all the time. While to God, the truth, everything remains invariable and without shadow of turning. Undoubtedly, we have all placed ourselves as students endeavoring to apply the truth to our earthly problems. Reader, have you not done this very thing? Suppose that all the knowledge of truth we possessed were inadequate to solve our problems. We might search for more knowledge and greater ability to make use of it. But the demands upon us might increase, and the problems seem never to cease. We often long for that place where we rest, with no thought of an earthly problem. Have we not all entertained such a wish? Invariably, it takes the flash of light to reveal the true meaning of life and of all things to us, nor can it be obtained in any other way. As the veil lifts, one moment's sudden revelation completely rearranges and shifts our viewpoint, and the scene abruptly changes. In fact, this was exactly what happened to me one day while in deep meditation. I was considering mathematics, its students and problems, when suddenly it dawned upon me that the student position which I had assumed was certainly an unreliable and unsound one. As this actuality burst upon me, breathlessly my heart cried out, "Oh, to be the principal instead of a student!" Instantly there followed a moment of shining light with its electrifying transfusion, sudden and swift, as though a curtain had been raised, admitting some startling new sight. I saw the indisputable fact with vivid, clear distinctness. I saw that I was the principal, not a student at all. Under this flood of blazing revelation, what else could I do but exclaim further, "Why, this means that I am the truth. I am not a student trying to solve the problems of human existence, but I am the absolute and changeless truth itself." The simplicity of all this amazed and overwhelmed me. Here, in this brief but thrilling moment, I saw what years of study and research had never given me. Immediately, I then understood Jesus' dynamic statement, "I am the truth." Yes, this was it. I was not a student of the truth, endeavoring to obtain and attain certain states of consciousness, always letting go one for another higher on the scale. No, I was the truth itself. What more then could I ask? What more could be desired? Did truth or true being have any association with a problem? Certainly not. Neither then did I. I am the truth. Exuberantly, I told myself again and again in my newly found changed relationship. I am not trying to do, to think, or to know something, but I am doing, feeling, and being the truth, the life, and the way. Oh, the blessed wonder of the light! I saw then that the problem of human existence could never be solved, but will dissolve when we take our rightful stand as the truth, the life, and the way. Now, once having seen and accepted this platform, all other speculations immediately vanished, while beautiful verifications in Jesus' life and teaching came flooding my rapturous thought. How plainly now to see that Jesus never said that he was a student of life, but insisted, "I am the life." Neither did he intimate that he was a follower of some particular way or system, but again and again reiterated, "I am the way." No wonder he was so absolute, so compelling, certain, and sure. Never did he speak nor act as though he were using truth as a means to bring about certain healing results in immaterial existence. His attention was not toward conditions, states, nor beliefs, but upon that being which is unalterable, that principle which is fixed and absolute, that life which is wholeness always. Against such there is no law. Reader, know thyself. Learn who and what you really are, the meaning of life and the fullness of all things. Then for you, wars and problems will cease and be no more. Sorrows and limitations fade away. For finding yourself as you really are, you shall be in touch with every good and perfect thing, and shall live here on earth in life of peace, joy, and plenty.